burn them. But if we remain in Jesus, we will produce much fruit and show that we are his followers. And this brings glory to our Father. Jesus also said, I love you as the Father loved me. Now remain in my love. I have obeyed my Father's commands and I remain in his love. In the same way, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. I have told you these things so that you can have the same joy I have. I want your joy to be the fullest joy. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. I hope you enjoyed that. I just want you to try and imagine now that you're one of Jesus' disciples and you've spent 3 years travelling with him, and most of that time has been in Judea, a long way from Jerusalem, where Jesus had a lot of enemies. But you're now in Jerusalem, where Jesus arrived a few days ago riding on a donkey to the sound of the crowd shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus has spent the last few days telling stories and upsetting the authorities who were his enemies in the first place. He's thrown out the money changers from the temple and he's answered the authorities back. But right now, you're in an upper room. You're celebrating, or you were celebrating, the Passover with just the 12 of you who are closest to Jesus. Jesus has washed your feet. And he's talked about his betrayal. And Judas left the room soon after. So there's just 11 of you left now, and Jesus. Then Jesus gives us a new commandment, gives you a new commandment to love one another. And you know that's not always easy. And he predicts that Peter will deny him. And you think to yourself, there is no way that Peter is going to deny Jesus. But then Jesus starts to talk in riddles. He says things like, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. And you think, if people see me, they haven't seen my Father. What does he mean? And I'm in the Father and he is in me. It's just as incomprehensible. Anyone who believes in me, Jesus said, will do greater works than I have done. And you think, But he's raised the dead. He's made the blind see. How can that work? And then anything you ask for in my name, I will do so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. That sounds good. And then Jesus starts talking about him being the vine and the disciples, us being the branches. And that's something you are familiar with because vines are everywhere. You see them regularly, and you know that on one vine, there will be many branches. So this is the vine at a house in Alton, and you can see it's one vine, and it's huge, and there's just as much as this round the other side, round the corner of the house, that we can't see. So when Jesus says he's the vine, we can all be part of him. But then he talks about different sorts of branches, two different sorts of branches, and the first sort is a branch that doesn't produce fruit. So when you prune a vine, branches that don't bear fruit are cut off at the trunk, not only because they are worthless, but because they often infect the rest of the vine. And God the Father, who is the gardener, is going to cut off every branch of Jesus' vine that doesn't produce fruit. And if you are there listening to that, you wonder, am I bearing fruit or am I going to be that sort of branch? And Jesus goes on to say about them being thrown away and burned. And you just think, I don't want to be a useless branch. You wonder, maybe it's Judas who's useless. And you wonder, have I done enough? Have I done enough to support Jesus and help him? Have I learnt enough from him? He seems to be talking about going away. How will we all cope without him? How can we remain in him if he's not here? But then there are the other sorts of branches that bear fruit, and you hope that you're one of those. And those branches are pruned, not cut off, but cut back, so that they produce more and better fruit. Those branches remain in Jesus and produce much fruit. And it doesn't sound very comfortable being pruned, you think? Apparently, the best grapes come from vines that grow in poor soil on steep hills. So this is a vineyard in, it's called Bremer Kalmont, and it's in Germany on the Moselle. And we heard about this on a programme on Channel 5, the world's most scenic river journeys. And you can see how steep the hillside is. And apparently the poor soil, but the good drainage and the sun produce really good grapes that produces a really excellent Riesling. And if you look at the people harvesting, can you see this contraption that they've got to help them? Because the hillside is so steep. Apparently it's 68 degrees. But it produces apparently wonderful wine. But it's not a comfortable place to grow or to harvest. So being pruned is good, but it's not comfortable. And you think, this is the sort of branch I want to be. And you learn that those branches receive their prayer requests and produce much fruit. Those are the thoughts that you might have had. And you might have wondered what Jesus meant by fruit. So in this short passage in John 15, one of the things that Jesus mentioned was answered prayer. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Anything? Well, now we can look back at those 11 disciples. We know the story of Peter and John going to the temple and healing the lame man in Jesus' name. We know how they were released from jail by an angel. And we long for our prayers to be answered too. We long to be those sort of branches. Then Jesus spoke about joy in this passage. I've told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. But so often, we aren't joyful. We get fed up, feel upset at things not going the way we want. We worry about things. But Jesus says we can be joyful if we remain in his love. And then also, Philip's here, didn't read it, but he says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. And because we can now read Paul's letters, we know that he wrote about fruit to the Galatians. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I don't know about you, but I long to produce that sort of fruit. How do we do it? And the answer that Jesus has given us in this passage is very simple. Have you ever seen a branch struggling to produce fruit? Have you ever seen it going, got to produce fruit today? Of course you haven't. If the conditions are right, a tree or a vine will produce fruit on all the healthy branches, and you won't see or hear it happening. It's very slow. When I was round at Mark's house looking at his vineyard, his vine, not his vineyard, he showed me a little tiny thing on the vine. He says, that will turn into a bunch of grapes. And he said on that vine that we were looking at, he would expect to get 100 bunches of grapes. But they will just happen because it's planted in good soil and because it will be watered and God will send the sun. And that's the way that we produce fruit, not by trying hard, We just need to receive the nourishment that God provides. We must be connected to Jesus. Just as the branch has to be connected to the vine, the ones that are not connected are thrown away, they're useless. So we have to be connected to Jesus. And in the first place, that's when we come to him, when we ask for forgiveness and we receive new life. We turn our backs on our old way of living and decide to live God's way. But then we have to remain in him in order to bear fruit. So what does that mean? Being connected to Jesus, receiving nourishment from him. Well, Jesus talks about his words remaining in us. And in order for that to happen, we must first of all read God's word. And not read it and then put it aside, but read it and allow it to dwell within us. Allow it to take root in our hearts and our spirits. And we must live our lives in the light of that word. In verse 10, Jesus said, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. So we must obey God's commandments, the ones that we hear about in his word. So when we show love to each other, we remain in God's love. When we forgive each other, we remain in God's love. When we tell the truth, we remain in God's love. When we give things to the poor, we remain in God's love. It's really lovely to hear about how you're helping those families whose homes have been burnt. And that is part of God's word dwelling within us and the fruit bearing going on. So a branch doesn't have to try to bear fruit. It just has to allow the gardener to look after it. The gardener will water it and prune it, weed the area, harvest the fruit. And some uncomfortable things will come into our lives. In James we read, count it all joy when, and then it goes on with a list of things that we don't like, because they will, and then it talks about ways in which we grow. We will grow through our difficulties. God doesn't want us just to be happy and have an easy life. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be more like Jesus. So I've got a question for you now. Are you trying to produce fruit when you should simply be remaining? Are you gritting your teeth and determining to do better every day? Relax, is what Jesus is saying. Read God's word and do your best to live it out. Pray, communicate with God and receive all that he has for you. And as we do those things, we are changed. We do grow. We do bear fruit. In 2 Corinthians, there's a passage that talks about looking at the face of God and how we see and reflect his glory and how the Lord makes us more and more like him as we're changed into his glorious image. If we remain in Jesus, our desires and our prayers will be in accordance with his will, because we will have been changed to become more like him. Many years ago, a friend who I led worship with was trying to teach us a new song. And in the song, the words were, I can't remember the exact words, but something along the lines of, may he grant your heart's desire and may all your plans succeed. And I said to her, I'm not really comfortable with singing that because I think it should be God's plans. And she said, well, it's from a psalm. And she found the psalm for me. It's Psalm 20, verse 4. It says, may he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed. As we remain in Jesus, as we're connected to him, as we listen and take in his word, as we pray and receive nourishment, we will be changed and we will bear fruit. In order to bear fruit and give glory to God, we don't have to do anything except remain in Jesus. I'm going to pray now, and then we're going to sing a song after that. Some of the words are, even when I don't feel it, he's working. God works, even when we don't notice. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you that if we remain in you, we will receive the nourishment that we need to bear fruit, and we will give glory to the Father. Help us to remain in you. Help us not to grit our teeth and try to bear fruit, but just to relax and allow your Spirit to bring about change in us. Help us to take in your word. Help us to communicate with you and receive from you day by day. Help us to be people who bear fruit and bring glory to God by just remaining in you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.